Let's get back to Lawyers Who Needs Them on TalkZone.com. Once again, here are Jim and Randall.
I love that swirling music. It's like being caught up in a tornado or a cyclone.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
I see you're excited by the whole thing.
I can't handle it.
I know you.
There's enough wind around here.
We don't need that. There's a lot of wind and a lot of hot air, so what's keeping you down?
I don't know.
All right. Well, let's take a look at this. Oh, this is a... Can anything get screwier than this? There's a trial now that's just begun in Florida, and it's a terrible situation. A group of ninjas killed this couple, and they're very nice people. You can tell us about what they do. Well, but where do these ninjas come from?
Well, these are guys. They're thieves and murderers, and jury selection has begun. There are eight guys and people involved.
Eight.
They were dressed as ninjas, but they had masks over them, and they killed this Florida couple known for adopting special needs children. As a matter of fact, I think they had, I forgot how many.
I think it was eight.
Well, they had about eight then or nine then, but they also had adopted many others. And anyway, they thought that the people had a safe with this gang of ninjas. What a bunch of wackos.
Right.
Talk about the death penalty.
Yes.
Ninjas, and they entered the home with hopes of stealing the family's home safe, which they believe contained upwards of $13 million.
Now, where would they get that idea?
Where did these flea brains come from? So
who would leave 13 in first place? They don't have a safe big enough at $13 million.
That's right. I bet you they thought they were in ones, too.
Yeah.
So anyhow, the couple, the Billingses, their names were, they, I think it was Billings. And they cared for, here I have it, 13 special needs kids, nine of whom were home at the time, and some of whom witnessed this murder.
This is horrible.
The man was on his knees, and this guy shot him to death.
Oh, my God.
A guy by the name of Gonzalez, I guess, was the head guy of the
so-called
ninjas.
So he was a Latin ninja.
Well, a Latin ninja, right. They were a different kind of ninja. the investigation said there was a second safe in the home, and it contained some $100,000. Now, I don't know anything about that, but the seven, they were all men.
You said there were eight before.
Seven, yeah, other than Gonzalez.
Oh, okay, so there was eight.
And there was a 16-year-old charged as an adult regarding this. Where do you get,
isn't the death penalty warranted for a heinous crime like this? Those people were taking care of children.
They're going to charge it. I think they're going to charge, they're going to try to get the death penalty.
I think they should.
They're going to try them with the death penalty in mind. But here's another one. We talked about Connecticut. But the murders become more and more savage.
Right.
We live in a savage society. Almost, I don't know what provokes this kind of conduct, but we seem to be becoming more brutal and brutal as each day goes on.
Well, I don't think it's provoked.
And I think it's the reason because we're very, very, our morals are really deteriorating and degenerating. We have all this, let everything in, let every immigrant in, legal or illegal, every bum exist, worry about the defendants, forget about the victims. We have become licentious in the sense that we allow license to do whatever you want. And now, things are getting just completely out of hand. We might, we might just as well be a country that we are not, because we're getting there. We're getting to be
like the old West.
Well, like the old West, or in Africa, we have tribal wars and killing, or like the Muslims over in the
Near
East, where they stone people and they have these crazy rules.
See,
we are becoming savage. We are becoming uneducated, savage. We're actually sinking into a third world status.
Well, you know what's a shame about this is I still believe that these people that do these things that you've just described represent still a relatively small proportion. We hear about it more, but they represent it. There's still the overwhelming majority of this country is made up of good, hardworking, honest people who find this kind of crap abhorrent. But that's why they got to stand up and put these guys in, hang them or whatever they have to do, and set some examples about we're not going to stand for this kind of stuff. We're not a country that tolerates this. So there you have it. That's my personal view on the whole thing.
Well, I'm glad you gave your personal view.
Well, thank you. Once in a while, I have to just let it out. It's too much to hold in.
As meaningless as it is.
Yes.
I'm happy to receive it.
Thank you.
And to have the audience share your personal view with you so that they will think of you as I do. That you are a raving, incorrigible nut.
Well, with that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to find a nutcracker and take a short intermission. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them right here on TalkZone.com. Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
I'm Jim Hartman.
And you're just in time for this week's Simon Hart Award. This week's Simon Hart Award goes to a Florida minor who was late for a juvenile court appearance, so he stole a van and drove himself to the local courthouse.
Our information has it that when he arrived, he tried to bribe the parking attendant to leave the van out front so he could make a quick escape. After accepting some extra cash for his trouble, the curious attendant checked the familiar-looking van and discovered it was his wife's. Two policemen greeted the unlucky youth as he returned to the parking area. He was arrested and escorted back into court. Some guys have all the luck. We get some beauties in these Simon Harts. I tell you, there are guys running around.
I tell you, some guys do have all the luck. These guys must have a monopoly on intelligence. Unbelievable. Let's introduce our crack crew. Of course, our orchestra leader, Professor Stanley Stefano.
Our meteorologist, Gail Force.
Our sports reporter, Crash Dugenhausen.
Our studio engineer, rollicking Randy Meyer.
Our producer, Chris Confounded-All Cartwright.
Our sound effects specialist, Horatio Heart Attack Wingate.
Our technology advisor, Miss Laverne Lazarino.
Our legal historian, Sir Edward Faldersham III.
English fellow?
Oh, very. Oxford, you know.
Really?
Always wears the shoes.
Our hair and makeup specialist. We ought to get that kid a pair of sneakers. Miss Georgia Peachfuzz.
Our medical advisor and professor of proctology, Dr. Seymour Guts.
And, of course, our director of impressionism, because we always want to make a good impression, Mademoiselle Camille Au Contraire.
And our Italian limo driver, Mario Just-in-a-Time.
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 Each week, ladies and gentlemen, he gets us to the studio.
Just-in-a-Time.
Well, folks, you survived another hour. Or maybe not. We'll never know.
Survival is a tough thing.
Yes, it's not easy. But we appreciate your listening. Please tell your friends about us, and we look forward to talking with you next week. Remember, be kind to your neighbors, and no matter what happens, don't sweat the small stuff.
And remember, folks, it's all small stuff.
That's all, folks.